Candace Michelle, and welcome to Our Community, which is a show about the people and places and events that make this such a wonderful community to live in. And today my guests are Jim Newman and Bill Farrell. And Bill Farrell is from the VVA Chapter 757. Tell me what that stands for.
Vietnam Veterans of America.
Chapter 757. Got it. And Jim, you are representing Agent Orange and that whole town hall thing.
Right, I'm the committee chairperson for this particular endeavor, so.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm also the secretary for the VVA local chapter.
Oh, well, so you do have bona fides.
You know.
Okay, Bill, let's start with you. Can you give us a short history of the VVA?
Sure. In 1995, Lloyd Oles, who was then, he was municipal judge and I think county commissioner then, started gathering Vietnam veterans together to get 25 to form a chapter. And in February 96, we got our charter chapter. I joined in February 97 and have been either an officer or a board member ever since. A little history of the chapter, 1997 in June, we assumed and took over the fireworks show. And also in 97 or 98, we started the Avenue of the Flag project, which went from 10 flags then to 235 flags sponsored by the local citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It is very impressive. I love it when those flags go out. And the fireworks are very impressive. Oh, I mean, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did the fireworks for 14 years, yep. And we did the Avenue of the Flag project for 13 years, mm-hmm. at which time we gave the flags and everything to the Troop 32 Boy Scouts of America.
Great.
And they're still hanging above 200 sponsors
at
$35 a year.
That's wonderful.
We kept the bridge flags that we put up in addition to the 10 days of the year that the Boy Scouts do it. We do it 10 other days.
Okay.
And also, we ran two Avenue of the Flag, our honorary mayor fundraisers. It was Spoof on Politics. We raised $30,000 in 2 years for Brookings Harbor Youth Association.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And they opened the teen center that used to be on Hemlock with that money, which lasted about 3 years. It was
great.
A great project.
Yeah.
And then we put in for National Chapter of the Year in 2000 with the National Convention, which we won out of 670 national chapters.
No kidding. Yeah. Wow.
And since then, our largest project was the Veterans Memorial up in Gold Beach, which was a 4.5-year project, which ran about $600,000, which we set up a separate 501c3 nonprofit for that project. Mm-hmm. And we did it. We're quite proud of that. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Or in-kind donations.
Yes. Yeah.
For a little town of people to raise in 4.5 years.
Yeah.
But we did it. Now we are sponsoring with our national organization, led by our associates, this national information on the effects of Agent Orange on us and particularly the children.
Yeah, and I really would like to know a little bit more about that. Jim, do you have
Yeah, that's kind of like my bailiwick.
Yeah.
So we're going to be having a town hall meeting on October 19th at 3 o'clock at the VFW Lodge here in Brookings. It's adjacent to the high school. For those that don't know where it is, it's pretty hard to miss. Nice big flagpole. They'll be flying the American flag, the POW-MIA flag. Plus, he's got an Agent Orange flag. I didn't even know they made an Agent Orange flag, which is really cool. So it's going to start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 2-hour presentation, 1.5-hour question and answer period. We're going to have some very interesting guests there from the phone calls I've been getting already. Then we're going to have some entertainment by Rainey and the Rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
A sister duo.
Oh.
Dad plays bass, stand-up bass, and the uncle plays percussion instruments.
Oh, nice.
Bluegrass out of Ashland.
Nice.
So we're kind of lightening the mood a little bit. This is a very serious and reactivating kind of environment to be in.
Right.
And the reason why it is such that the veterans that were in Vietnam were exposed to this Agent Orange substance.
Do we know what Agent Orange
Agent Orange basically
is?
You know, take all the mumble jumble out of it, it's a dioxin. Okay. It's a very poisonous dioxin used as a defoliant during the war. Spray it on the jungle canopy one day, and there ain't no canopy the next. That's how powerful it is.
Wow.
In fact, Bill was telling a story about one of the mountains that the North Vietnamese would take their convoys into to hide them from surveillance in the air. Well, they sprayed the area, defoliated the mountain, heavy rains. 30 days later, the mountain collapsed. That's big stuff.
Like an avalanche. I witnessed that.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
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 Wow.
Triple canopy rotten in 30 days.
Yeah.
Wow. So I mean, the thought...
Yeah, wrap your mind around this one.
Exactly, because the thought of that stuff going into your lungs is terrifying.
Well, yeah, and it's just not lung exposure. It was topical exposure to the skin. We had crews. We were trying to get one of the guys to come out as a guest speaker, but they had crews that were basically cleaning these tankers out during the decommissioning process. Mm-hmm. Every single member of those cleanup crews developed some kind of cancer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's an incredibly toxic substance. The EPA took the dioxin issue on very early in their career and successfully got it banned from usage and manufacturing in the United States. But the damage is already done.
Yep.
You know, we've been spraying it from 1964 to 1971 in Vietnam. Now, what I did not know is there were other areas, too. Let's see. They used it in Hawaii, Puerto Rico, as well as Cambodia, Canada, Korea, and Thailand. So
now, these couldn't have been all war situations. I mean, Canada... God's sake.
No, but they had Agent Orange exposure there from probably equipment that may have come over back from Vietnam. Oh. And they may have even been testing some of that stuff there.
Wow.
You know, and the bottom line for me is the government used our military and other peoples of the world as guinea pigs.
That doesn't come as a surprise.
No, yeah. No.
Even ships 50 miles at sea. When they went into dry dock, they found Agent Orange in their desalination plants and water system pipes. That's how far out it went into the sea.
Yeah, because you're dealing with what they call drift. You spray, and it just goes everywhere. Yeah. And some people say that it was so prevalent that there was basically kind of like an Agent Orange mist ever present. If you stepped on land at all... Yeah. Mainland, you know, main streets of Saigon. You got Agent Orange. So, and this really sad thing about this now is it's going four generations deep into families.
So they actually have testing results or something where they know that that's...
And I've got some of the disease states, and we can talk about that, you know, without getting too overly technical. Mm-hmm. But you know, the overall thing is it took 40 years for the VVA as a national organization to kind of get their facts and figures together to start doing these town hall presentations. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, the government does not move fast on much of anything.
Mm-mm.
So it takes the NGOs or the non-government organizations to start applying pressure to the government agencies. Well, we've got a pretty effective national VVA organization in the sense that they wrote most of the language for the new legislation in front of the House and the Senate.
Oh.
So, and it's got broad-based bipartisan support, you know, and the more of these meetings we put on, the more we raise the public awareness, and it activates people, and it pisses them off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very high state of energy.
Yeah.
You know, so that gets them organized to write their congressmen and their state senators and things like that so that, you know, political change will eventually come about.
Now, I'm sure, you know, you said that this is a reactive subject, and it certainly must be highly reactive to the veterans. I can't imagine what kind of stuff that must be bringing
up. Well, Bill's attended a couple of these meetings, so he can speak better on that.
I've been to two national committee presentations, one here in Oregon in May, and one at our National Leadership Conference in Wichita, Kansas in August. It's shocking. I was as shocked at what I heard and what I saw in birth defects in grown children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I was just shocked. I don't know how else to describe it. And it takes quite a bit. I had two tours in on. It takes quite a bit to shock me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was shocked. And like he said, I was mad. Mm-hmm. The first one I went to, I was sad. The second one I went
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason I got this band to mm-hmm. pick him up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is shocking. And I think that's what it's going to take to wake us up. It really is.
And I've heard that the mental state of our veterans is not really great. You know, there's a lot of suicide and a lot of depression. And
good point. The men who have kids that have the afflictions double the suicide rate because they blame themselves than our regular Vietnam veterans.
Right.
And today, we are dying almost as fast as World War II veterans, mainly because of Agent Orange. I had a high school classmate that went in the Army, and he died in 1999 from Agent Orange. I knew him well. He was only 59 years old.
So when you say died from Agent Orange, is there some way that the doctors actually know that for a fact,
yeah.
that this is Agent Orange?
The 23 that are afflictions that are recognized by the VA today mm-hmm. has been proven. The other 27 we have done research on for 10 to 12 years and have enough to say, hey, here is our research. The Senate bill is to provide money for more research that the government mm-hmm. can do to accept mm-hmm. what we have learned and mm-hmm. know.
That's 50 afflictions.
50 afflictions.
Just for the veterans.
Just for us. 50.
In this pamphlet, well,
yeah.
you know, there are problems and symptoms including chloracne, skin lesions, liver damage, loss of sex drive, changes in skin pigmentation, sensitivity to light, numbing or tingling in extremities, sore joints, cancers, birth defects in the children, psychological issues. Combined with PTSD,
right.
And Curry County has the highest rate of veteran suicide in the entire state of Oregon.
Yeah, I had heard that.
Yeah.
That's appalling.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, I've got a list of really technical terms here mm-hmm. if we really want to get into a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Too technical.
Yeah, I know. Just know
yeah.
that there's enough here to go, hey, we need to wake up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've got kids born without limbs, mm-hmm. deformed limbs, mm-hmm. extra bones, missing bones.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's so bad that it's changed the chromosomal makeup of the human cell.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why it's going multi-generation. And it doesn't look like there's any stop in the near future.
No dissipation down the line.
Same
dosage that we have.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you've got Monsanto... applying for an Agent Orange resistant genetically modified corn. Isn't that special? Yeah.
okay, I don't quite understand.
Okay, so genetically modified organisms are gene spliced, what some people mm-hmm. call them frankenfoods.
Right.
Okay,
right.
They've got things in them that weren't naturally
right.
there. And one of those things they want to build in is a resistance to the herbicide Agent Orange.
But if Agent Orange is outlawed, why would you have to do that?
Well, there's always ways around.
Oh, that's terrifying. All right, we are going to... I'm trying to breathe here. All right, we're going to take a two-second break for a station ID, and then we will come back and we will talk more about this. All right, thank you. And this is KCIW.org, your station for your community in Brookings, Oregon. Yeah, I'm horrified. I'm just absolutely horrified.
And it should be the general public.
Yeah,
I mean, they should be up
yeah.
in arms. They should be marching on Washington.
And you were saying you had no idea it was
no
this
idea.
Bad,
and I was the chair of the Oregon State Council of Agent Orange Committee in the early 2000s, and it wasn't near what it is today. We've learned so much in the last 10, 12 years.
So when did it sort of start coming to the forefront that Agent Orange was something that we needed to be concerned about?
The same year that we got our charter, national charter, 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our second president for two terms, who was a female.
Mm-hmm.
quit us, go to the VA for 22 years to carry the message mm-hmm. of what we had learned about Agent Orange. And she, almost by herself, at the VA and appearing before Congress, got that done. Hmm. She's back with us now in the membership department. And its membership chair, I talked to her once or twice a week and saw her at the National Leadership Conference. She's a real pistol. And she did that job of carrying a message by herself, almost. Hmm. But it took her 22 years.
It's amazing that the government would have that kind of, I don't know, reluctance to... Oh, no, I know. It's not amazing at all.
They don't want to admit we can make mistakes. Major mistakes.
Well, because it means that they're culpable, right. You know.
Yeah, I mean, right. And that's part of the legislation is to have, for a better word, reparations to the mm-hmm. families mm-hmm. of these kids and, mm-hmm. and the veterans themselves for the damages done and the out-of-pocket expenses. We're going to have a guest at the meeting. Mother of five children. All five children have Agent Orange birth defects. They're bankrupt. There is no money left for treatments. And diabetes is rampant in her family. No genetic precursors to that at all. Mm-hmm. Other than the husband was a veteran in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. You know, that is one of the major diseases. You know, diabetes. Mm-hmm. So we do have a purpose for the meeting other than just getting people pissed off.
Oh, so glad to hear that. And partying at the end of the right. Band. Oh, yeah. Okay. But other than that...
it's basically a fivefold purpose. It's an outreach to all affected veterans and their families mm-hmm. to educate them, mm-hmm. to get them into the VA system for the veterans, yes. and get them registered with our primary care physicians as a family member. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. documentation is critical for these people to start applying for benefits once the money is being mm-hmm. made available.
Right.
Okay. Number two is the outreach to the health practitioners and disability-related service agents. I was at the Veterans Training Summit down at Lucky 7 Casino the 18th and 19th of last month. And somebody stood up. It was the gal that I think is the state organizer for the National Guard. And she was talking about how the community physicians don't have any clue as to what's going on with this servicemen and women mm-hmm. that have been exposed to all the toxic chemicals just in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. Iraq, and mm-hmm. Kuwait, and you know when the oil fields were ablaze back in the early 90s and all that kind of stuff. And I stood up and shared with her. I said, well, same thing with the Agent Orange, told her what we were up mm-hmm. to, and I said, it's going to be those groups that bring it to the attention of your community physicians. And we've got a packet that I actually give to doctors, mm-hmm. you know, and their staff mm-hmm. Explaining this. The doctor, wonderful doctor at the VA clinic, didn't even know.
Wow.
That's how tight the government is being about disseminating the information about this stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's...
And I would think that if you were a veteran of Vietnam and you lived in this community and you didn't know that Agent Orange had this kind of an effect and you were looking at your family and everybody sick and you know you would want some kind of group support mm-hmm. that you're not alone in this is not you're not an isolated event
right.
you're not you know, and it's not your fault.
Right.
You know?
Unfortunately, too many of the vets took it to heart and decided that they couldn't live with the self-imposed guilt,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know, versus the truth of the matter. Mm-hmm. So the third thing is getting medical care for the affected children and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Number four is developing a fresh approach for the research that we're doing on this. In other words, getting it out of the government sector, putting it in the hands of private research facilities that are not beholden to any chemical companies, pharmaceutical companies, governmental agencies, so that we can really get the truth.
So what you're saying is that right now it's not in private sector?
A lot of the research is being done on the government level.
Okay.
And with the connection to big business, I don't see any transparency happening, to be honest with you. So we've got to look at a different, you know, think out of the box kind of idea about that. And finally, you know, providing direct service to veterans and their families in the communities that they live. And that's what the VVA is so great about, is it is a clearinghouse for information for veterans, how to get their benefits, how to file a claim, that kind of stuff. We hope to have a community, or a veterans service officer, VSO as we call them, up from Crescent City with forms to fill out. If not, at least we'll give them directions on what to ask for, where to go, that kind of stuff. So
now, we don't have our own VSO?
We do, but he's going to be in a week-long training session because he's the new kid on the block. He just got hired like last month, something like that. So he's going to be up in Portland at the VA facility up there learning the ins and outs of the system.
Well, that's good.
And he's bummed that he's not, you know, going to be here.
Right.
But, you know, we've got somebody else in Crescent City, Chris, that he's looking at his schedule. In fact, I got to call him today to see what's up, so...
And how many, do you know how many Vietnam veterans there are in our area?
Not specific Vietnam veterans. We do know with the VA study that only 30% of veterans are in the healthcare system.
Oh, my God.
And we have 2,000 in the clinic here, which means that we got a minimum of 6,000 to 7,000 veterans in this county. And I believe that, having been here 21 years, and many do not want to face it. They don't want to talk about it. Nothing wrong with me. I'm just fine. Mm-hmm. I was that way for 30 years.
I just ran into one the other day, living out of his storage unit.
Oh, my gosh.
And if they don't come out of isolation and get themselves registered, the kids don't have a chance.
No.
That's big push.
And why... Do they just not want to remember? I mean, what is it that is the cause of the reluctance for them to come kind of out of hiding?
Many different reasons. I know myself for 30 years, I got such a reception. I didn't want anybody to know I was even in the military or in Vietnam. And I was in for 8 years and an officer.
When he came back to... Southern California, walked into a Veterans of Foreign Wars station there, and they told him that they didn't want his kind there.
Oh.
Our national founders, same thing with an organization. The two founders of this chapter, same thing.
Oh, my.
But out of the pain and the dissolution came, this organization said, if no one else will, we'll do it for ourselves and other veterans.
Our
national slogan is, never again will one generation of veterans abandon another. That's our national slogan.
Yes.
And we really mean it.
And I've seen that, yeah.
Okay. And that's why locally the Vietnam veterans are kind of embracing the Afghani-Iraqi veterans who are coming back. Most of them are still really messed up, because, you know, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, that kind of stuff. And we're trying to show them that there's a place that they can come and feel a kindred spirit and start working on their issues too. There is a national organization for them. It's not fully functional yet, but eventually we hope that they build a strong national organization like the VVA has in a much shorter period of time, because they're going to need to address their particular issues quickly.
So we have included them in the Senate and the House bill because they don't have the near manpower that we have to draw from, 3 million in 17 years.
Yeah,
they don't have near that. They're a fledgling national organization that may not get off the ground floor just because they don't have the manpower to draw from to establish.
Plus, which it's still really fresh for most of them, right? They just came back long ago. And if you've been through that kind of stuff, I'm not sure I would want to look at it right away. Uh-huh. I think I would want to get some, time between me and
I did that
those
for 30 years.
Did you?
Right. And as the only volunteer van driver for our local VA clinic, I get a chance to spend some serious time with these guys, picking them up from Crescent City, Gold Beach. I mean, that's 30 minutes each way.
That's right.
And I really am honored to be in the presence of their company, but I'm also sharing information with them to basically come out and play with us.
Mm-hmm.
Come to a place where you're understood.
Right.
Let the big brothers, take you under their wing and, show you that there can be hope.
because it really is by being with people who've been through it or something very similar and talking about it or at least listening to other people's stories that you can start to work through your own trauma,
right,
and all of that garbage that you bring back with you.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing to me what we do. You know, we send young men who are full of testosterone, and I know some women too, but, you know, but young men, right, who are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, gung-ho. Yeah.
And they go over there, and we tell them to kill people and do it really well, and then come back here and be normal. Right? It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Right?
How does that work?
Yeah, I know. Like, forget everything that you just did for the last 2 years or whatever, you know? Forget everything you learned. Forget how you've been staying alive. Forget all that. Now you're just a person going to the mill or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And to be thrown into a culture that is so many thousands of years behind us.
Yeah.
When I first, my second tour, hit land in Vietnam, my best friend saw as we landed, and I asked Dave, I said, tell me a little, he'd been there 6 months. I said, tell me about what culture we're getting into. And he said to me, I'll never forget, he said, the way I can describe it, when Genghis Khan left here 3,000 years ago, he must have told these people, don't do anything till I get back. And I found out it was such a true statement.
No kidding.
And the Middle East is the same way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
wow.
It's a real culture shock.
Yeah, it must be very difficult.
Really?
So 30% of the veterans are approximately what's involved in the healthcare system.
Yeah.
That's appalling.
It is. Yep.
Because they must be suffering. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
He sees them, I see them, and they just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Or they've had a bad experience in VA.
Don't
even talk to me about
it.
You know,
just leave me alone.
The VA is like a grinding mill, and they will do everything they can to frustrate you to the point that you just give up. And the thing I don't
understand why. Why would you do that?
And veterans that I talk to, I said, look, you've got a claim in, right? And they go, yeah. I said, okay, so here's how you have to look at it to keep your sanity. For every hour that you put into getting your claim approved by the VA, you divide your basic payment that you get from them, because it goes all the way back to the initial date of filing. So in some cases, this can be like over $100,000 for some of these vets. I say, you take that amount, you divide it by the number of hours that you actively put into it, and that's how much per hour you're making.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that will keep your sanity in this, because they will grind you down.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you heard all of the stuff couple of months ago or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The VA stuff. It was just like, I can't believe it. Why would you do something like that?
I'm a good example of that. 12 years ago, I had an aneurysm in my lower gut that was diagnosed with an MRI. 3 inches in diameter, my aorta was in diameter. The doctor told me after he had diagnosed it and talked to me, if I had my way, you'd be on the table today. 5 months later, I got on the table in Portland.
And that's because of the VA.
I didn't know at the time. I know now.
So they just kept putting your name kind of to the...
Or they hid it until they could look good, say, okay, the appointment was 2 weeks ago. We got him on the table right away.
Yeah.
Which is what's been happening for years.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's lucky I didn't die.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah, yeah.
The doc said if it bursts... You got about 1 to 3 minutes. Well, I lived with that for 5 months, almost to the day.
That's amazing.
And that was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. Just amazing. So tell me again all of the details about this meeting.
Okay. The Faces of Agent Orange Town Hall meeting, October 19th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At the VFW Lodge in Brookings, adjacent to the high school. There's no cost to attend. There will be donation jars there to help defray the cost for the VFW for, you know, utilities and things like that. There's going to be noshes at the end, so little, you know, finger foods and things like that. Live entertainment, powerful speakers, great guests in attendance. It's an eye opener, and I'd say any veteran that knows somebody, including themselves, please let them know to show up. Mm-hmm. I'm asking for RSVPs at my cell phone number, which is 541-254-1002, realizing that not a lot of people RSVP, but it's just nice to get a head count. Yes. So we know Yes. how many chairs to set up.
Great. Yep. Great. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh.
Bill Farrell, Jim Newman. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and best of luck on your new endeavor here.
Thank
It'll
you.
Be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. You've been listening to Our Community, and I'm Candace Michelle. Join us next time on KCIW.org.